Hello, it has been a minute. I think that trying to make this consistent is just not the move right now for me. But I appreciate anybody that still takes the time to listen to any of these because I am not uploading them enough. But also, I don't have that many ideas that would warrant so many uploads. But I still really want to focus these episodes. When I really do have some insightful reflection I've been sitting on, and I have grounding points to kind of dig deeper onto why I feel like this is a pattern that I'm recognizing. That too, patterns. I also wanted this podcast to kind of be a mixture of, my process going through grad school, kind of just recounting my own experience and growing, as well as even sharing just some stories of patterns that I recognize and working with clients and just overall themes that people will discuss that I, find myself, of course, relating to in one way or another. And then kind of using that therapeutic and clinical framework to kind of articulate some of these universal experiences. And so, with that, I will say that recently I have recognized something which isn't like profound by any means. When it comes to therapy, I think what's kind of difficult is people show up the same way they would kind of show up to the doctor. Like, I have this problem, these are the symptoms. What can you give me to alleviate this problem? And when it comes to therapy and when it comes to addressing innate developmental patterns that we, by nature and nurture have collected over time, there is no one fix all. And frankly, therapy isn't necessarily a place where you'll find really solutions either. It really is that's a reason why it's a Bachelor of Arts when it comes to psychology, because it is a mixture of research and creative experience. There's a certain level of vulnerability that you have to kind of succumb to, even though the reason you're coming to therapy is because it's difficult to have vulnerable experiences with people that you care about. So it can be a frustrating process coming to a therapist and saying, "Hey, these are my problems, fix it." And then depending on, that therapist, the response is kind of, "Well, I'm going to have to understand a bigger picture of who you are." And that takes, 3 to 4 sessions before we can kind of create an assessment of where you're at, what exactly is the presenting problem based off of the symptoms you see. But then also, I have to put my layer, like, okay, this is what you see as a symptom and a problem, but I'm seeing that, this is actually maybe the problem. But I can't necessarily address that because that also depends on the rapport I have with the client. So, all this to say, what I'm kind of seeing is that one of a very, very broad theme that I feel like at one point or another I address with people and even myself is that we have this survival mindset, or we sometimes come to therapy because we've been surviving and we want to find peace again, or we want to find purpose again. Well, I would say maybe more people want to find purpose, or they want to regain what they've lost. They want to feel what they haven't felt in a long time. And I feel like that comes with so much weight and pressure because there's also this part of me that kind of wants to bring up that maybe what they might actually be talking about is peace, but peace doesn't equal, the absence of pain. So I've kind of been addressing this topic between two mindsets, the survival mindset and the peaceful mindset. And basically, the survival mindset is about defense. It's telling us, I can't afford to feel this fully because it's dangerous. Whereas with peace mindset, it's more about regulation. I can feel this fully because I trust myself to stay grounded through it. So to dig a little deeper, there is a similarity between the survival mindset and the peace mindset. Both exist in a world where loss is inevitable, but how we relate to that loss is completely different. So, in survival, loss is expected, but it isn't truly acknowledged. there's almost this unwritten rule that says, trust no one, love no one, because no one stays. The pain is real, but the mindset is armored. It prepares us for disconnection. And when loss happens, it actually reinforces the belief that you're on your own. Survival doesn't make space for loss, it tolerates it, bypasses it, or numbs it, because fully feeling it would be unsafe. But peace, however, it's intentional. You're present with yourself, aware of both the risk and the reward that come with vulnerability, love, and connection. You know loss can still happen. Heartbreak can still find you, but you choose to show up anyway. The peace mindset doesn't pretend pain isn't a part of life. It recognizes that even in grounded, intentional living, grief and disappointment still happen. But you meet those experiences with openness, knowing that they don't dismantle your sense of self, they deepen it. And I think that part right there, meeting these experiences doesn't necessarily mean with open arms, but facing them. I think that's such a frustrating realization because even when you've, quote, done the work, even when you're in a place where you are happy, you can still feel the ache, the heartbreak, and the sting of disappointment. But the difference is in survival, you're at the mercy of your experiences. In peace, you're in a relationship with them. You are able to pick and choose what you would like to take from that situation, what you choose to learn, and how you choose to move forward in life. You can feel deeply, lose deeply, and still stay connected to who you are. Those experiences, they don't redefine you, they refine you. They add perspective, they stretch your capacity to love, to feel, to keep choosing yourself and others with clarity and intention. Peace is recognizing that pain is no longer a threat to your identity. And what I mean by that is peace offers a deeper trust in your ability to stay connected to who you are, even in the face of heartbreak, disappointment, or grief. Whereas, again, in survival, pain often feels like identity erasure. Like if something ends, a relationship, a role, or a season of life, then you disappear with it. There's fear that your sense of self was entirely wrapped in that external thing, and now that it's gone, you're unanchored, unrecognizable to yourself. And that's scary. And it's not easy work to come to that understanding with peace that even if you lose parts of yourself, even if everything you thought you were falls apart, you still have the capacity to come home to your core, your values, your integrity, your ability to love, to reflect, to rebuild. Those are the things that are not lost. They may feel quiet or far away in moments of deep pain, but they're there. And I think that's part of that journey that, people talk about or that therapists talk about is like going back to these core parts of ourselves, finding them, reconnecting with them, and then navigating how am I going to use this part of myself in this new phase of life or after that relationship. Grief doesn't always strip you of your identity, it reshapes it. But to understand that that's happening, the time lapse is different for everyone. And I think therapy can kind of fill in that space during that time lapse, helping somebody hold hope. And that's part of my job as a therapist, to hold the hope for that client until they feel capable and strong enough to take that risk to hold it for themselves. And it's a really beautiful and scary experience because, while of course, like I went and got education for this, it's just very humbling every time working with people in all walks of life. And when it comes, moving forward with these episodes, I think they probably will be sporadic because I feel like it's a little bit unnatural for me to try to find content, I suppose. I really do like to sit on things and write them down and eventually kind of collect all of my notes and just make one big statement as I have today. So I think we'll just have to stick with these sporadic uploads. But I appreciate everyone who does tune in. It's helpful for me just to talk about these things out loud and my own perception and experiences in life. And I hope that maybe somebody out there, if you're listening, it might be insightful for you too. So until next time, from me to you.